Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvus Daf Mem Aleph. Ksuvus Mem Aleph. Last daf in the third parak. We're up to the Mishnah on Mem Aleph. Amud Aleph on top. So, like the Mishnah, having we're right down these topics of knasas today. The main focus is going to be two topics. Number one, mait of a knas. If one is at the myth to a knas, is he going to be chayav? You know, if a person admits that he stole something or he damaged someone, he's got to pay. He owes money, he's got to pay. But if he's mait to a knas, we're going to see. Right in the beginning of the Mishnah, that might be counted as putter. And the second topic of the daf is going to be whether chatzi nezek knat by chatzi nezek by when a person does damage and he pays chatzi nezek, is it usually by a tam as opposed to shor amud, an animal that only damaged one or two times, we pay half nezek. Is that a knas? Is that also a knas? Or is that mammon? Is the chatzi nezek mammon? The end of the daf discusses the idea of not keeping something dangerous in someone's house. Select the Mishnah. Right at the top of Mem Alf Ben Alf. One that says, I was Mefata so-and-so's daughter. So he's admitting that he seduced so-and-so's daughter. And the question is, does he have to pay? What does the normal Mefata have to pay? If he doesn't marry her, he's got to pay Knas. And in addition, he has to pay Bracious and Pagam. So what does our Mishnah say? When this fellow admits he was Mefata so-and-so's daughter, Mishal Bracious, Upagam, Alpiatzmai, Hitak has to pay the Bracious Pagam based on his own admission because those are monetary payments, the embarrassment and the depreciation of her value, that's a monetary payment. Veina Mishalim, Knas, but he need not pay Knas because that's paying Knas. I fancy maybe say one is exempt from paying Knas based on his own admission. Ha'imer Ganafti, if one says, I stole. When one steals, the item itself he stole, that's mammonous. He owes that money. But the kefil is Knas, says the Mishnah. Ha'imer, and furthermore, not just kefil, we had earlier in Spesachta, if one steals an animal and then he shechts the animal and sells the animal, or sells the animal, he's chayv to pay dalad vehei, four or five times payment, not just a kefil payment, but an additional two or three on top of that. We spoke out, it depends if it's a cow or if it's a sheep. A cow he pays only two extra times, a sheep he pays three extra times, but it's a total of four or five times payment. The extra payments are all knas. Only the base payment is mammon, says the Mishnah. Ha'emer ganafti fellows says, I stole, mishal mis hakeren, piatz mei hakeren, he pays. Ve'em mishal tosho mekefet, tosho mavar chamisha, he need not pay the kefet for avar chamisha based on his Old Testimony, maidra kas patr. By the way, what's the source? What's the idea of the maidra kas patr? So the more Bava Kama learns out, look at the second Rashi on the page, second line of Rashi on the page. Bava Kama, nafkla maidra kas patr, ma'ashag yashin elikim. Elikim in this context means the Bezdin, that he became a Russian Bezdin. That's where there's knas. Make a diak that if he's Marshia himself, if he's the one that makes himself the Rasha, then he's exempt from Knas. Only Yarshia Nalikim is subject to Knas. Says the Mishnah further, Hamas Shari is plenty. If person says, my Shar killed so and so, a Shari Shar plenty. My son killed so and so the person, or my son killed so and so, so and so's ox. The halacha is, those are both mummonous. Harez Mishal Mabiyazme. That's considered mummon. The money you pay, the kefir that one pays when his animal kills a person, or the mummonous he pays when his animal kills another animal, that's a fairly obvious one. But the chiddush is, even when the animal kills a person, that kefir mummon that he pays, if you remember, we actually just had in the other day, we had a daf, that we call that a case of, really, he's chayim misbe shemayim. His animal killed a person, he's chayim misbe shemayim, and he's able to pay some sort of payment, the kefir payment, and that takes away his obligation misa b'shmayim. The Gemara used that to say, I'd have a havim, the one could buy his way out of a chiyuv misa's bezdin as well, kamash money cannot. But that was the case we were discussing a couple of hours ago about paying his way out of his misa b'shmayim. So Amr Shetaka says, but it is a mummonus. Kefir is a mummonus. There's actually a machlekes in right in the beginning of Makkos on the base and base it comes up. That's not really the main home base. The main home base, of course, is Vayter and Bava Kama. But there's a machlekes when one pays kefir again. Reuven's animal goes and kills Shimon. He kills a person. So what does he have to pay? He pays kefir. Does he pay whose value? When he's paying kefir, he pays the value of the nizik, but the nizik shaminan, or but the mazik shaminan. Is he paying the value of the victim, or is he paying his own value? And what's the deep machlekes? The deep machlekes really is. This is actually Lashon HaGemara. Is it kufra memaina or kufra kapara? Is the kefir a way of getting a kapara? If it's a kapara, so the mazik is kind of redeeming his own nefesh. Right, and sometimes you don't find so much in chutz la'aretz, and it's a shul around Yom Tov time. If you go to all the shuls, they say kefir nefesh, redeem your nefesh, like give some sort of money to redeem your nefesh. The mazik, if he's redeeming his own nefesh, he'd be paying his own value. If he's paying for the damage he did, he'd be paying the value of the nizik. So it's a machlek, if it be the nizik shemina, but the mazik shemina, and the pashtos again, not necessarily 100% foolproof. The Gemara Makkos itself even says that no, it could be the kefir is kefir is considered a kapara. And how do you get a kapara? By paying the value of the nizik. Just because you pay the value of the nizik doesn't mean it's for sure maina, could be kapara. But the point is, the whole discussion from there, Bava Kama, animakis, is whether kefir is mammon, the Lashon HaGemara is, or whether it is kefir, like kapara. It doesn't bring an option of whether it's knas. Our Mishnah, right, seems to be saying, our Mishnah's not saying it's knas. Our Mishnah's saying one is chayef to pay kefir, meaning it is mammon, not knas. But where would, if you hold kefir's kapara, would that be similar to knas? Or would that still be minor, not clear? By the way, our Mishnah's clearly saying that one has to pay kefir, even though he admits it based on himself. And certainly if he admits a shur, damage on the shur, he has to pay that money. However, Hamish, this is a nice chazor we had just picked up a lot. We spoke out a few times. If one shur kills an eved, if one shur goes and kills an eved, what do you have to pay? A fixed fee. We discussed whether he's a diamond cutter or whether he just knows that it's so. We just said yesterday's daf, no matter what his talents are, there's a fixed rate for the eved that was killed. And the general rule we see in the Mishnah is, anytime there's a fixed rate for something, by definition, it's a knas. If you're paying mammon, you'd be paying the value. The fact that it's a fixed rate shows it's a knas. Says the Mishnah, hey, Mishari Avdi, Shalplani, if the person says, my shirt killed someone, so-and-so's Evet Kenani, the halacha is, hey, Mishama Batsmai over there, he doesn't grab Batsmai, why is that klal? Whenever you pay more than the value, you don't pay. Whenever you pay more than the true value, that by definition is a knas. Now it's an interesting klal the Mishnah gives. I said the klal, if you notice a minute ago, I said the klal differently. The klal I was saying was, if it's a fixed price, then it's by definition it's a knas. That could be more or less. Either I'm paying more or I'm paying less. Maybe the Evet Kenani was worth 50 shkalim, not 30 shkalim. The fact that I'm paying a fixed fee, which is more or less, means it's a knas, not a payment. The Mishnah's lushin is the fact that I'm paying more than what I damaged, that means it's a knas. But if it would be less, maybe it'd still be mammon, the Gemara is going to be medayik that the Mishnah's lushin is a little, I don't want to say misleading, but the Mishnah's lushin is mashma, that less would not be a knas, but the Gemara is going to say it's lav dafka. More or less are both knas, only when you pay regular value is it not a knas. Now on this topic, I'm going to ask about there, before our Gemara doesn't elaborate on certain pratim, but let's elaborate a little bit, let's borrow a little from Sechtas Bava Kama. Again, we're saying a klal that one is meida and a knas is pratim. Because the Bezdin says, I stole so-and-so's animal, he's got to pay the base value of the animal, he does not have to pay kefil. Normally a ganav pays kefil, he doesn't have to pay kefil. What happened if Edom come afterwards? He admitted it, they stole, and then Edom came afterwards. Edom came and said, so-and-so stole. So we no longer need his admission. Do we say now, meaning, is the Pshat Maidi Kenas Patur is that Kolzman, he's our only source of the information, we're not going to make him Mechayim, we're not going to make him Mechayim, like it says, Asher Yashin, Elei Kim, but not be the Atzmai, and therefore doesn't make Knas. But once we have Edom that say that he Taka stole the item, or whatever the Knas may be, once it's Edom, we're no longer dependent on him, and now we would say it's Chayav the Knas. Or do we say no? Once he beat the Edom to it, and he was made the Knas, he's he gets an exemption. And now Edom come later, the Edom aren't teaching us anything new. We know what they're saying already. It's fight deny Yashin like him. We know it away from him, and the Ptur remains in force. It's a Machlekes, the Gedele Amaram. Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav says made the Knas, Vachach Bo Edom remains Pater. Shmuel says made the Knas, Vachach Bo Edom is Takachayev. Your whole exemption is Kozman, we're dependent on you, you're exempt. The second we have Edom, you're no longer exempt. Rav says no. As long as he admitted first, he beat Edom to it. Even if Edom comes later, he remains Meidah Kaspater. That is one important machlekes in the sugya of Meidah Kaspater. Again, it's not really, our Gemara is not going to get into that prat, but it's a very key discussion in the sugya of Meidah Kaspater, number one. Number two is within Rav. Within Rav, that when one is Meidah Kaspater, he admits that he owes the Kaspater, and then even if Edom comes later, he remains Pater, according to Rav, within Rav Shita. Does it have to be that his admission was mechayiv him something? Meaning, our case, our example, it says he's walking into court and saying, "I was mefata so and so's daughter." His admission causes a mechayiv of 50 shkalim. That's a real obligation. Or the case we've been picking, the guy walks into court and says, "I stole something from so and so." His admission is obligating him to pay back whatever he admits that he stole. So as long as he's mechayiv himself something, he's pater from the Knas, the extra payment, but he's got to pay the base payment at the moment, then we say he believes. But what if his admission doesn't cause him any obligation? For example, let's say Edom came and said, Reuven, you stole Shimon's animal, his cow, his sheep, you stole his animal. Okay, so now he's chayv the moment, obviously. He's chayv knas, because over there it wasn't an admission. And now before anyone knows anything else, he says, you know what? Not only did I steal it, I shechted it. Not only did I steal it, I also sold it. So he's adding, theoretically, the knas payment of two or three extra times to get to four or five times. He's adding that, he's being made about that. But what's he being mechayev himself? Nothing. He had to pay the base of the kefil based on the edim. He doesn't have to pay anything extra because all you have to pay extra for knas is the four or five times, the extra two or three times payment, and that he doesn't have to pay because he's being maida. If his haida is not causing any chiv right now, is that called haida also? Would Rav agree even over there? Right? Meaning, again, step one of this, again, this is all out of our sugya, just it's key discussions in maida of knas, in Bava Kama, and therefore I'm just bringing it over here. Step one is machlokes, if he's maida, everyone agrees he's maida, knas is pater, but what if he's maida and edim come afterwards? Shmuel says he's no longer pater. Now he's chayiv, because you have edim, Rav says he remains pater. Step two is in Rav, we have machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna. Do we say that maida knas pater, even vachar b'edim? Do we say he's pater even if his admission caused him no new obligations? That's Rav Hamnuna Shita. That is Rav Huna Shita. Mixed it up. That's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Huna holds the no. If his admission doesn't cause him any chiyuv, like the example we just gave, he was already chayiv, keren and kefil. His admission that he shechted it or sold it is not adding a chiyuv because anyway he's part of the knas and he's already chayiv the first two, the base and the kefil payment. So according to Rav Hamnuna, that would not be considered good idea. According to Rav Huna and Rav, that would be a good idea. Separate discussions in Bava Kama, but very important Yishmaka ideas. Okay, one other point before we go further is in our mission, it's clearly saying that when one's made that he's mafata a girl, he's chayav baishis of pagam, which we're saying is mominous, and he's patra on the knas, which is the 50 shkolim. The Gemara in Bava Kama, again, on Daf Chavzayin, the Gemara that discusses that there was a man to Amar, that there was an Amir who wanted to collect a baishis payment in Bavel, and I think it was Rav Nachman who says, or maybe it was Rav Nachman the one that they made the comment to, Ad masai ata geiva knasas b'bavel, about baishis payment. Till one day he gave a knas in Bavel when he's collecting a baishis payment in Bavel, and they complained against him that knasas, you know, knasas only in Eretz Yisrael, and so that smicha only in Eretz Yisrael, they were able to collect knasas. They didn't do knas in Bavel because they didn't have the regular smicha there. But he says about baishis, till when are you going to connect knasas in Bavel? Our Mishnah clearly is saying that baishis is a monetary payment. It's making a distinction between the 50 shkalim of knas and the baishis. So the Ritva, the Rishonim asked the question already. The Ritva says, Erecharami, avada baishis is mammon. Like our Mishnah. Baishis is mammon, and therefore if he's maida, he has to pay the baishis. Baishis is not knas, baishis is mammon. The Gemara they just meant that it's not a common payment. Baishis is a very uncommon payment, and in general, uncommon payments also were not done in Bavel. Like knas, a different story, but it's uncommon payment, not that baishis itself is knas. And therefore when one's maida that he owes the baishis, a validity would pay it. That would be considered mammon, like our Mishnah, not a steer to the Gemara above a comma. That's the Ritva's answer. Others can give different answers, but it's an interesting idea that our Mishnah clearly understands baishis mammon, and the basic mashmash of the Gemara above a comma is that baishis is knas. Again, the Rishonim say the Gemara above a comma is the one that's lav dafka. Zakti Gemara. Our parak has been discussing a naira that was nenas or mefuta, and our Mishnah starts off and says a guy walks into court and says, I was mefata this girl, he's got to pay. Why did the Mishnah say a guy walks to Bezna and says, I was me'anis this girl? Why don't we focus on a case of pitoy? We want to pick the original case, the first case of this of these topics, namely anusa. Listen, anasti. Why don't you say a case of anasti? Let me buy a car. Says Mara, let me buy. We want to say a bigger chiddush, meaning let me buy anasti. Like a pagam la. To mishal baishis pagam apiatzmai. Have a petisi to kapagam la. Ain't me mishal apiatzmai. Kamash milan. Think about what's going on over here. When a guy goes to court and says, I was mefata this girl. What he's saying is that this girl is a little bit, for lack of a better expression, a little bit loose. He was able to persuade, yeah, she's 12 years old, she was impressionable. In modern day, maybe we call that, you know, statutory rape. It's not just a regular pitoy. But the point is, she was agreeable to have relations. That looks pretty bad for the family, for the mishpacha. That's a little embarrassing. So maybe we don't believe his admission. If his admission comes at her expense, yes, he's admitting he owes her money. He's coming to me, he owes money, but it's also causing reputational damage, and maybe that we don't believe. So the Mishnah purposely picked Peter to say, Avad, if he comes and says, Asma Anasir, where she did nothing wrong, she's a total victim. Of course, over there, he's chayav to pay the mammon, the baishis begam, and he's pater from the knas because he's made the knas. But not only in that case, even by pitoy, where there could be a svar to say, we're not going to believe him that he's mefater, because we don't want to cause the reputational damage to her family, and therefore he wouldn't be chayav mammon either. Kamash pon is chayav the mammon. Says the Gemara, like Katana. And Taka, this case of pitoy that we just, what's the matter? Looks like you're bothered. Okay.
Why wouldn't he pay when he's pocket? Why is there less reason to
because
pay
again, the idea would be he's not believed to say that he was mafat to her because he's causing her and her family reputational damage. And once he's not believed, he's not chayav mammon.
But
If he wants to choose to go and give her a gift, yeah, I don't give anyone a gift. But the point is, he wouldn't be believed, and it wouldn't be a regular status and obligation of mamonis. Basis like Katana, our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Meaning, the following Tana indeed has this issue. The Tanya of Shimon and Yudaimer, Mishnah of Shimon, Af Beishes Begam, Ena Mishnah Apiatzmai, Loi Kolim Menah Shiifka Bitashabani. He doesn't pay Beishes Begam Apiatzmai either. Not just the Knas doesn't pay. He doesn't pay Beishes Begam because by paying Beishes Begam, he's being believed to say that she had relations. She was a young girl, and she allowed herself to have relations, and that damages the family reputation. He has no right to do that, and therefore he doesn't pay it. Like, and again, to Hudari's point, if he says, I feel guilty, I know I did it, he can go privately and say, here's money. He can go pay the money if he wants privately, but it wouldn't be a din mumminess that he's obligated to pay. Nichola ledida, mine. So, Rapapa S. Abaye, Amalei is really more of a shayla. Rapapa S. Abaye, Nichola ledida, mine. If she says, I want it, meaning it's true, it happened, I want the money. I'm not denying it. I'm not embarrassed. He's admitting that that happened. I admit as well. She says, I admit it as well. Indeed, it happened. Pay up. Do we say that now the court accepts it and it's din of mumminess or not? The Mara says, no. Maybe the good, just because she doesn't care about reputation, maybe the father does, and therefore it still wouldn't be believed. Nichle Avia, what if the father's okay with it? My definitely Nichle Mibay Mishpacha. Maybe the Mibay Mishpacha aren't agreeable. First, we discuss what rights. There's two components here. There's reputational damage, and there's mumminess. What rights does the, you know, it's one thing the father and the daughter. It's the money's going to them, so you could start discussing whether or not they have rights to kind of be meichel their reputation in order to achieve, in order to receive the money that they're owed. But once you get out of the father and daughter, yes, it's awkward for the uncle, for the cousins, that they have such a family member that let herself be free. But the bottom line is, they're because of the embarrassment to their reputation, they're able to cause the cousin, niece, whatever you want to call it, cause the father and the daughter not to be entitled to money that they're entitled to. They have a right over it. It's a discussion of the Varsham, how that's working. Even if the father's okay with it, maybe the Mishpacha aren't okay with it. Says more nichla mishpacha, but what if the mai? What if the mishpacha okay with it? What if you know that the whole family, they're fine? It happens. They're pretty chill. They're relaxed. Things happen. Sad, but they're not gonna. They don't mind the reputational damage. They're willing to believe the story. Could they now? Do we believe the guy? And do we say as a din of mumminess? Says Gemara, yesh lekachab midasiyam lenichle. There's always a relative. There's always someone that is going to be. You have to assume there's always someone that down the chain that will be embarrassed that he's related to someone, to a girl that was befuta, and therefore. And therefore, we're not going to say that it's pasha that once the immediate family is okay with it, we believe this fellow, according to, again, this all going to doesn't go with our Mishnah. According to the Tana of the Braisa, Shimon says that Beishes Begam is not believed because he's causing reputational damage. That damage could be even further down the chain, and still, that's a reason why he's not going to be believed. Okay. Ha'imer Ganafti Misham Sekeh. We said in the Mishnah that if one says, I stole an animal, he pays the Karen pays the principal, but not the kefil, because kefil is a knas. So now the Gemara gets into a famous machlokes regarding the din of palganezek, when an animal does damage. Typically it's when an animal does damage of shame, regal, those normal damages, those are mammon, those are clearly mammon. Whether or not you typically pay full payment right away, that's typically how it works. When it's mammon, you pay full payment right away. When it's basic, you want to pay full payment right away, because it's normal. The person who has an animal knows the animal gets hungry, and he's got to watch his animal. If he didn't, he's obligated to pay. A person who knows animals walking, the animal could do damage as it walks. It's normal damage, and therefore he's got to pay full payment. That's not really much of a discussion. The big discussion is by Karen. Karen is literally means the horns. When he gores, it means any time the animal does a damage. Do we say, typically talking about a cow, do we say that this cow or bull, that is, it is expected to damage? And, well, let me step one step two. I jumped ahead of myself. So step one is the halach is that when a cow goes and does Karen, or any animal does damage of Karen, it doesn't pay the first two times full payment. It pays only chatzi nezek. It's called a tam. A tam pays chatzi nezek. A mu'ed, once it's a mu'ed, once already the wood of a balav, it was worn a few times and it still is damaging after three times, then it pays nezek shalom. I was a little vague about if it's two times and then the third time is nezek shalom, or three times and the fourth time is nezek shalom. That's a separate machlekes. We're not going to get to that right now. But the point is, we'll call it, once it's a mu'ed, it pays nezek shalom. The balav pays nezek shalom. When it's a tam, the balav pays chatzi nezek. The question is, when it's a mu'ed, again, once it's a mu'ed to damage, it's no different than the shame, the fact that the animal goes to eat, an animal walks, that's normal damage, normal mammon. That's not really much of a discussion. The shaila is, when it's chatzi nezek, as a tam, is that also mammon, or is that a knas? What's the logic? Let's speak outside, then we'll read the Gemara quickly inside. The logic is as follows. If you hold it's normal for the animal to be damaging, it was normal to damage, so really it's mammon. But because the guy is not used to his animal damaging, so they were lenient on him, and they said, the Torah was lenient, said, the first few times you only have to pay chatzin ezek. First few times, a person has a much higher pin, just like a person typically has, hopefully, it's not necessarily a bad trade. A person has a higher idea of his children, status of his children than maybe they really are, which is, again, a good thing. A person has a higher status than they are. So to his animal, he thinks his animal is better behaved than it really is. And then for the first time or two, Chazal say, yeah, the Torah says, the Torah says he pays chatzin nezek, right? Chatzin nezek. But it's really mom, really owes the full money, only chatzin nezek, or it's opposite. The animal is not b'chesed kashimer. The animal is not considered watch for damage. Animal is considered suspect damage. The same way suspect to eat shame and to damage while it's walking, it's suspect to do damage for as goring as a karen. I said that wrong. If the animal is suspect to do damage, then it's mammon. And once it's mammon, he really should pay full. But because he has a higher opinion, because the Bailam didn't realize how much he has to watch it, we are leaning to make him pay half. That's the same thing as I said before. The flip side is that no, the animal initially is not considered predestined to be doing damage. And therefore, really he should pay nothing because it wasn't a lack of shimer that the animal damaged. It wasn't a lack of watching the animal damage. Really, it wasn't expected damage. But Knas, we make him pay half. Really, he should pay zero, and Knas makes pay half. That's the two sides of the equation. So that's the Gemara inside. Itmar. Palganiska. Palganiska. The minor says half nezek is mammon. Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua Amar Palganiska Knasa. Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua says no. Palganiska is Knas. Machlekes is mammon Knas. The Mar explains. Rav Papa Amar, we spoke all of that already. Rav Papa Palganiska Maina Kasev Stam Shor Mav Cheskas Shimer Kami. He holds that Stam oxen are not considered Cheskas Shimer. They're not considered watch, and therefore the fact that you should pay money, it's real mammon. It's no different than shein and regel. Uva didn't do special kule. Really should have to pay all damages. Rachmanu dechayistan. The Torah had rachmanus in him. Dakati layad Torah because he wasn't warned yet. Meaning he doesn't think his animal is such a dangerous animal, and he wasn't warned. And therefore we say, you know what? The Torah says pay only half. We're getting to the time of the Torah, but the point is, it's really mammon, and the Torah was makel to say pay half. And for Yeshua, I'm opposite. Pagan is a knas, half nezek is knas. Why? Because sofer stam shvar becheskas shimikame. Stam oxen are bechazaka that they are watched. Becheskas, they are watched. Uvedinu, meaning that they're not going to do damage. Not expected to damage. Uvedinu, the Lord Hashem Kalim, therefore, you should have to pay it all because he's not really considered negligent at all. Rechmanad lo dekantse, keichan eter the Torah. But the Torah put in a knas, you know, because even though stam oxen are watched, the Torah put in a knas to make sure it watches a little better, just in case, you know, sometimes it does do damage. Watch it even more than you think you have to in order, right, in order to should do damage. So the Torah put obligation on chatzin knas to get him to do a, like we call it, a better shimer, but really, stam oxen are already b'chesed shimer. So, now why does this come over here? The reason it comes over here is the Mar's being four rayos. In this machlekes, four rayas back and forth, whether or not chatzin nezek is knas or whether it's mammon, and one of the rayas will be our Mishnah. One of the rayas will be the end of our Mishnah. That's why it comes up over here, this whole Gemara, because of the raya from our Mishnah. Okay, now, one of the basic discussions over here in the Achrayim, one of the basic discussions in the Achrayim is, we're not going to get too deep, too far into it, but there's a big aversion in the Achrayim to have that a machlekes is a machlekes and metzias. Our Gemara seems to make a very clear machlekes metzias. Do we say stam shvarim, stam oxen, are beches kashimer? What does that mean? They're not expected to do damage. They're bechazaka that they're watched. Meaning, even without doing any special watching, they're chazaka they're watched. Or do we say, no, they're not beches kashimer? That's really machlekes metzias. Are they watched? Are they suspect to damage or not? That's the basic understanding would be machlekes metzias, which we don't like. We don't like machlekes. Let's get some empirical data. Let's do some research. Let's figure it out. Right? Maybe it's different based on location, but let's figure it out. We don't like machlekes metzias. So the basic malach in the Achrayim is somehow to again, there's different variations of it, but the basic malach is the metzias is the same. The question is, how do we interpret that data? What do we do with that information? I mean, let's just say that the information is that 25% of oxen are predestined to do damage, right? They're predisposed to go and damage. But do we view that as stam shvarim are watched or not? Is the fact that 25% are predisposed, is that a significant enough number to say that they're considered not watched? Or is that not enough number to say that they're watched? That would be one basic way to say it's not a machlekes and metzias. Everyone's agreeing that I just made up that percentage, but everyone's agreeing that there's this percentage of X amount of oxen that are predisposed to do damage. The machlekes says how we interpret that information, or how we deal with that information. That's one way to explain it's not a machlekes metzias, rather than machlekes in halacha, how to deal with it. But again, the Achrayim already discussed, they'd rather not make this a machlekes in Metzias. Okay, now let's go further. We'll get back to Mavakam in a second. So let's see in the Rayas. Simon, Hezek, Mace, Behemoth, Klal. That's the different simonim of the four Rayas the Gemara is about to bring. Raya number one. Tanan, Mishnah, Bavakama, Yudal, Mace. A lot of this daf, of course, is obviously Bavakama from the beginning of Maidah Gaspatar to this whole dinah of Chatzin Hezek being Knas and Maidah. It's all Bavakama Sukkis. Tanan, Hanitzik from Azabet Shimon. The Mishnah and Daf Yudal and Beis Bavakama says the Nizik and the Mazik are both involved in Tashlumin. Now, before we even read further, what does it sound like? Bishlam, if you hold that by Chatzin Nezek, the Mursim is talking about Chatzin Nezek, and Chatzin Nezek, both the Nizik and the Mazik are contributing to the payment. Bishlam, if it's Mammon, if the payment that the Mazik is supposed to pay is Mammon, and he only pays, the Torah was lenient and said, only have to pay half Nezek. So it makes sense, we're calling the Nizik, he's paying half, and the Mazik is kind of owed the full thing because it's Mammon, and the Torah says that the Nizik only has to pay half, so the Mazik is also kind of contributing half, he's giving up his half. So if it's Mammon, it makes sense that we're saying both the Nizik and Mazik are going to be Shulman. That's more the Nizik, the victim, is part of the Shulman because really he should be owed the money and he's not getting it, so it's as if he's kind of making half payment. The whole thing's a knas, which means the Nizik was entitled to nothing. It'd be a mazel, and his item got damaged, but he's not entitled to anything, so what does it mean? It's part of the payment. Even the 50% he gets was only because we knas the Mazik in order to make him watch his animal better. But really, the mazik wasn't chayv anything, which means the nizik wasn't really making him entitled to anything. So even the half that he gets is kind of like extra. Says Gemara, haslav didik kashakel b'tashlumin isay. If he didn't, what he gets is extra. Again, the poor guy just was damaged. We know that. But the point is that what the payment he's getting, right? Things happen in life. Things happen. People have mazel. But the fact that he's getting payment is extra. It's not anything that he's really entitled to. So you're calling him as part of the payment. Says Gemara, hartzaraya that chatzin nezik is mammon. No. The Mishnah over there in Bava Kama is referring to the depreciation of the nevela. Let's say Reuven's animal killed Shimon's animal. After Shimon's animal is dead, at the moment it dies, carcass has one value. As to every moment passes, that value depreciates. It starts to get spoiled, starts to get smell. That value depreciates unless you flay it and sell it right away, sell the bus or as nevela, right? Sell the hide, so it depreciates the value. It means the loss that's incurred after the animal dies, b'chas nevela, that loss is being incurred by the nizik, and that's the mamma we're referring to. But anachami, maybe the chatzin nizik is taka ikras. And when we say the nizik is part of the payment, it means legabi the b'chas nevela. Again, just to be clear, when Reuven's animal kills Shimon's animal, let's say Shimon's animal is worth $100. Well, let's make it a more simple case. Let's say the live animal is worth $200. And now that it's dead, the moment to die, the carcass is worth $100. So the whole amount of money we're dealing with is $100. The $100 that it went down from 200 to 100, that's what we're dealing with. And Chatzin Ezek would be 50, you pay $50. The 100 of value for this carcass still belongs to Shimon, the victim. And that is a depreciating asset, quickly depreciating asset. We're saying that's the moment that he shears it. Okay, says the Gemara. Chasavela, Tanina. Chasavela, we have a separate din in that very same mission over there in Bava Kama Yedaled. Why? Says the Gemara. Actually, the ratio of the Mishnah was back on Daf Yud. Says the Mishnah, Tashlumei Nezek, Melamish Abam Tap Bavela. It says in the Mishnah that the Tashlumei Nezek, this teaches us, that the Bailam is the one that deals with the Nevela. So the Mishnah already addressed that the Bailam are the ones that have to deal with the Nevela. What's it repeating on Daf Yudal, the same idea? Says the Mishnah, I need the Mishnah to repeat it twice. I need to teach me by both Tam and by Mu'id that it's the Bailam that has to be on top of the Nizik, has to be busy with the carcass. Utsvicha, yes, been Tam, good for by Tam, at the Bailam deal with the carcass. Mishnah the Katliyayat. I would say, you know why? The animal, the Mazik hadn't gored in the past, or wasn't a mood for goring, and therefore we don't make it the mazik's job to tend to and deal with the pchas nevela, depreciation of value of the carcass. Av mood yad aim alay, but mood with animals already it already has a tendency to be damaging. The mazik should have watched it, and because the mazik didn't watch his animal, the mazik has to pay maybe even pchas nevela. Maybe he has to deal with it. Kamash pan the mood, it's the victim that deals with pchas nevela. If he has to be mood, if you're talking about mood, the victim deals with the dead carcass, Mishnah Misham Kule. Maybe by Mu'id with the Mazik is paying full value of in our example, the full value that it dropped from 200 to 100, he's paying the whole amount of money. So over there we make the obligation to deal with the carcass on the victim, on the Nizik. However, he's not paying full value, maybe he's only paying chatz value in the first place, maybe he still put the onus of watching, of dealing with the dead animal on the mazat tzricha. So we need two mishnayas, one was in the yud, and the yudal, and bavakama, to teach me, side by tam, side by mu'ud, it's the nizik that deals with chas nevel. But the riot to our discussion, whether or not it's chas yinezik is mammon or knas, we thought we had a riot, it's mammon because we said the nizik is involved in the payment. We said no, it means the nizik is involved in the chas nevel. We have no riot to our shayla. Riot number two, tashema. This, by the way, is the Mishnah on Daf Tes Zayin in Bava Kamma. Mabit Hamamuid, Shatam Misham Chatzinazim Megufay, Umu Misham Nezik Shalom Menaliyah. A Tam pays, one of the din that we haven't spoken until now is, not only does the Tam only pay Chatzinazik, he only pays the Mazik, the owner, the owner of the Tam, only has to pay up to the value of the animal itself. Let's say the animal that damaged was a small cow, a small ox. The whole value of the ox was $50. And it went, and it caused damage of $400. So you're paying chatzi nezek. What are you paying? You're paying $200. You don't have to pay $200. You don't have to pay $50. You're capped at the value of the animal itself, at the value of the time itself. You're capped. That's how much you have to pay, not more than that. Says the Gemara. Tam pays 50% damage and it's capped at the value of the tam. Whereas the mu'ud pays full value and an aliyah from outside of the from his other properties as well, not restricted to this animal. Now, there's a more obvious chiluk. Why don't you say tam is knas? Since it's knas, ma'id b'knas, our sugya is pater, and mu'ud is not knas. Why don't we say the chiluk is, will you pay a piatzma or not? Is a haraya that tam is mammon? Says more tana v'shayer. Yeah, tana v'shayer. The tana. You're right. It could have said that difference too. We said one difference. One difference there was whether you pay megufa or not. Another difference is whether or not you pay beheda. Ask the Gemara the famous classic question. We never leave out just one din. Maishay daishayer. What other din do we leave out that we left out this din of meid b'kras would be potter? Shayer chatzi kaifer. We also left out the din of chatzi kaifer. That what the halach is that when an animal kills a person, we said, referenced in our mission already, when an animal kills a person, Reuven's animal kills Shimon, Reuven has to pay kaifer. So what if Reuven's animal is only a tam? Does he pay chatzi kaifer or he pays nothing? So we left out another exception. Another exception is that when the tam kills a person, you don't even pay chatzi kaifer, you pay nothing. A mu'ud pays full kaifer, a tam by kaifer pays zero, not even chatzi kaifer. Says Mar, even should be chatzi kaifer, lav shiru. That's not considered a leading case at white top of maize. Ha'mani basically, dam tam shalom chatzi kaifer. There's a machlokes about that. Right? Basically, he's of the opinion that a tam does pay chatzi kaifer. So you didn't leave anything out. The Mishnah said a tam always pays half, migufay, and a mu'ud pays full, and from adaliyah, from anywhere else. But the full and half remains consistent, even by kaifer. So according to basically, we talk, didn't leave anything else out. Only if you go naga, basically, do we have another case that we left out, namely kaifer. That the mu'ud pays the full kaifer, that the tam pays only chatzi kaifer. So the Mishnah doesn't come back and say that because we said it's basic lili, therefore we don't have a shayer, and therefore back to haraya. We're just saying that lav dafka, the Mishnah just playing devil's advocate, and the Mishnah saying, don't tell me for sure you left out other cases, because according to basic lili, you didn't leave out other cases, so don't tell me for sure you left out other cases, but still, according to the Madamer who holds, chatzi nezek is knas. And he wants to defend and say we left out the fact that you might have a putter because we left out other cases. He's going to learn it's not like a basic lili, and we still left out another case. So it's not really a foolproof deflection. We just the mer points out the deflection, but it can go either way. Tashma, Raya number three. Aimis Sharia is plenty. If a guy walks into court, our Mishnah, and he says my shar killed so and so, I shar shall plenty or the shar of so and so. Harayz him shalma piatzmai. He has to pay up piatzmai now. When he says my shirt kills so and so shirt, he's paying apiatzmai. Why is he paying apiatzmai? The chayra, if he's made b'knas is putter, he should be putter if it's a knas. Unless you say chatzi nezek is mammon, and therefore he has to pay apiatzmai. The Gemara says there's a third option. We're not talking about a tam. We're talking about a mu'ud. A mu'ud for sure is mammon. Says the Gemara, my love a tam. Are we talking about a tam? We have right that chatzi nezek is mammon not knas. Loi mu'ud. Our mishnah by case of mu'ud, and therefore of course it's mammon is not knas. In fact, my tam. But one second. According to this, had it been b'tam, a case of tam, em shal b'atzmi, that could be exempt because according to the opinion of ma'id b'knas, according to the opinion that chatzi nezek is knas, not mammon. So this would be aida, and if he potter, at the tani seifa. Our mishnah made a distinction between him admitting that his animal killed a Reuven, another yid, or Reuven's animal, as opposed to him admitting that his animal killed Evet Kanani, where it's Taka Kanas over there and he's exempt. Why did we go to Evet Kanani to make a chilek within the first case itself? If his animal was a mu'id, that's where he pays. Had it been a tam, he wouldn't pay because it'd be a Kanas. Says the Gemara, Atani Seifa, Adi Plaini, Shapaini, Enim Shalom Apiatzmai. We went to a case of say, admitting his animal killed the Eved plenty, then you don't pay Abiyatza because it's Knas. Lifting must be done. Why go to a new case of Eved? Make a chiluk in this case alone. Bamed Amur, Bamuid, Dafka by Amur, where it's Maman, he's obligated to pay based on his admission. Avol Tam, and Abiyatza, it had been a Tam, which would be, according to opinion, Chatzi Nezek is Knas. You don't have to pay Abiyatza because he's being made to be Knas. Gemara says, the entire Mishnah is talking about a case of Mu'ud, which Rashi explains beautifully. I mean, at first sounds like it's just a little deflection. Nah, the whole thing's talking about Mu'ud, and therefore we don't want to be lifting Vizmida. We don't want to say it's called being lifting Vizmida, making a chilek in its own case, because we're all talking about Mu'ud. Rashi elaborates what that really means is that the same way going to Eved is a new case, going to Tam is a new case. Talking about Mu'ud and switching to Tam is not lifting Vizmida. That's a new case. So what's Mali if I go to a new case of Eved, or Mali if I go to a new case of Tam? That's essentially how Rashi elaborates the Gemara's explanation. Very simple, clear pshat. Okay, Tashima. The Gemara attempts a fourth, I believe, final proof on this discussion, whether Chatzin Nezek is Knas or Chatzin Nezek is Mammon. Says the Gemara, Zekah, come Shah Mesa Mashiach, anytime you pay more than what you damage, again from our Mishnah, anytime you pay more than what you damage, any Mishnah Mabiyatzme, you don't have to pay. Because it's knas. Make a diak. Hapachas mashezik. Misham abiatzme. But less, if you pay less, like a chatzin ezek, then you do pay, which is mashma, then it's mumminous. Chatzin ezek is mumminous, because if it be knas, you're right, you shouldn't have to pay. Says Marlay Tame, hapachas mashezik. Don't make a diak in our Mishnah. If you pay less than what you damage, then you pay even, then you have to pay, because that's not called knas. Make a diak al ema, hakamashezik, misham abiatzme. Make a distinction between the Mishnah's case of paying more than you damaged, as opposed to paying what you damaged. What you damage is mumman, more than what you damage is knas. Who I did, less than my damage, also knas, but we were referring to that. In fact, Gemara, but 1 second, if the diktak is that pachas is knas, is also knas, and the pachas might, if the diktak is that pachas, less than my damage, is indeed knas, not mammon, and therefore it would be enim shalma biatzmai, listening, the Mishnah, wouldn't the Mishnah be more clear? And it said, za'akal koshi emisham kmesh mashezik, enim shalma abiatzmai, as long as you're not paying exactly the value of what you damaged, you don't pay abiatzmai because the mashma pachas mashma yeser. That lashon would mash both if you're overpaying or you're underpaying. In both cases, you would not be paying, it would be considered knas, and therefore you don't pay abiatzmai because it's all knas. Why did the Mishnah not say a simple lashon of as long as you don't pay corresponding the damage, then you don't pay, as long as you're paying not corresponding the damage, such a payment is considered knas, and therefore you're not paying. You're not paying Alpiatzmai. The Mishnah didn't say that. In fact, the Mishnah didn't say that would seem to indicate that Chatzinezek is Mammon. Gemara says, you're right, Tiyufta. It's Tiyufta. We're slugging up the opinion, says Chatzinezek Knas. The Chorah, that last line of the Mishnah, is Taka Raya, Chatzinezek is Mammon. Says Gemara, Vilchasa, Paganesek Knasa. But the Lacha is Paganesek Knas. We just said Tiyufta on that opinion. We slugged it up, and then we say that's the Lacha. Says Gemara, Tiyufta, Vilchasa. You say Tiyufta, and they say Vilchasa, in yes. Why? Time by Tezik. Because why do we shlug up the opinion of Chatzin as a Knas? Mishnah Blake Tani Kamashizik. Kamashizik. Because the Lashon Mishnah should have said, the Mishnah said that if you pay more than you damaged, that's called Knas. Sounds like less than you damaged is not called Knas. And you're bothered, you should have said, as long as you're not paying what you damaged, that's called Knas. We didn't say the Lashon. Says more like, we don't want to say that Lashon of Kamashizik. Why? Keeping the Chatzin service. There's a case of Chatzin as a service. There's a case of Chatzin service with Atlach Mashm Sinai, that you have a case where the service is the animals walking and pebbles shoot out from its foot. Where you only pay Chatzin Ezek, but it's really regal. It's really a form of regal. I think it's Daf Yates over there, Rav Gamma. It's considered like regal, and therefore it's really Mammon, but you only pay Chatzin Ezek. And that's Atlach Mashm Sinai. Mashm Hachlek Tani, since you have a case of Chatzin Ezek, which is not, you're not paying value, but it's not knas, it's clearly mammon. We don't want to say a rule that whenever you're paying not exactly the right amount that you damaged, it's going to be knas, not mammon, because there are cases where it's still clearly mammon, where it's clearly mammon, even though it's not what you damaged. Now the truth is, in Bava Kama over there, Daf Yates, it's a machlekes, whether Chatzin Ezek Treyer is knas or whether it's mammon. That's good for machlekes. But we're going, there's clearly an opinion that says, even though it's Chatzin Ezek, it's still mammon, and therefore we don't want to bring that in. Now, just I know we're late, but give me 2 more minutes. One quick point, a concept we've discussed many times. Rambam brings that Halacha Mashm Sinai, there's never machlekes. Halacha Mashm Sinai never has machlekes. Chafetz Yara brings, I think, roughly 30 places in Shas where you find the Halacha Mashm Sinai, seemingly, and there's machlekes. One of them is Chatzin Ezek Treyer, we just referred to. Our Gemara just says, Stamazai, it's Mammon. But we just pointed out, the Rambam of Kama says, machlekes, Chatzin Ezek, whether it's Mammon or not. I love what's Lashon Mar Gemara, Hilchusa Gemirila. It's Halacha Mashm Sinai, the Chatzin Ezek Treyer is Mammon. The Rambam of Kama is machlekes, seems to be a steer to Rambam. It's one of Chafetz Yara's Rayas. The basic teretz on many of the Rayas is the same teretz we're going to see over here. Rashi Sheet in Shas says, Hilchus Gemila is a lachamish Mesinai. That's Rashi learns. The Rambam will learn. The first one will explain on behalf of the Rambam. I think that Tziv says this to defend the Rambam. But Tziv explains. Rambam held Hilchus Gemila means we have an old Messiah. This tiger goes back way back when. But it's not lachamish Mesinai. Hilchus Gemiri is not a lachamish Mesinai according to Rambam. According to Rashi, Hilchus Gemiri is lachamish Mesinai. That's how we defend the Chavis Yeras Rias, many of the Rias from these type of cases. Okay, quick Gemara to the end of the parrot goes very fast. Hashtag Apollonis Knasa. Now that we say half a Nezek is a Knas. Now that we're saying that a person is chayv to make knas, even though it's not considered fully his responsibility, but in order to get to be more careful, we make him pay a knas. The Torah makes him pay a knas. So now, if we learn from there, let's say if a dog that eats a sheep that's bigger than it, or a cat that eats a big chicken, again, larger than it, it's disproportionate. Mishuni, it's considered mishuni, it's not normal. Anything mishuni is in the category of Karen. It's considered mishuni, therefore it will not be considered regular shane. It's not regular payments. It's more like a Karen, and therefore it's chatzi nezek, and therefore you don't collect in bavel. I pointed out earlier that dinim and bavel, they don't collect knas. But anything which is smaller, a cat eating a small little bird, small chicken, or a dog eating a small sheep, that's normal, that's shame, and then if you have to pay full damage, you collect in bubble. Vitafas, now if the person that was damaged grabs it, even in bubble, lemafkinle, we're not mafkid from him, viemra akfuli, zimla, and so on. If he says, let's set a time, let's go to the stroll to collect the knas. Makvinle, the mazik has to come, we set a date for him, and the mazik has to show up in court in Eretz Yisrael. And if he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael to court, he's put in chayim, so he will have to, he can't just avoid the issue by avoiding going to Eretz Yisrael. The Mara says, the truth is, either way, whether he goes to Eretz Yisrael or not, when the person owns a dangerous dog or a dangerous cat, we put a chayim on him until he gets rid of it. Arminle, salak hezek, we say, get rid of your hezek, from Ramnasan to Tani Rasa, Amir, Nashle, Yadal, and Kalav Rabbis. Basically, and a person shouldn't raise a Kalav Rabbis. Dangerous dog in his house. So I'm going to tell him Rabbi, and I have a weak ladder in his house. There's an isoterah to have something dangerous, have blood. Over there, so about the sugya of Micah, of not putting a fence around the roof, but the pasuk, going for the pasuk, that having something dangerous in the house is considered an isoterah. The Rabbi Nachman, this means Rabbi Nachman quickly, that just says that when we say if the victim grabs in bavel, he can keep the knas, it's only if he grabs up to the value of the item that caused the damage. Which is really chassidus is megufay, right? But he says if not, because if it's more than that, then you're already getting into the stories of it's almost as if you collect knas and bavel. That's it. I can jump. It's too late. Hadron El Naris, pick up this show tomorrow. Maybe we'll speak at the right time again.